Welcome to the King's Anywhere podcast, inspirational teaching, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whenever you're ready.
Darren asked me a few weeks ago if I would speak today, and he said the title was The Power of the Cross. And so, trying to be wise and sensible, knowing I had a sort of fairly, well, very busy few weeks coming up, I just said, let me have a think and a pray. Just, I want to make sure I've got enough time to prepare. And started to pray. I was like, God, if you want me to speak on Good Friday, what do you want me to speak about? And I really felt the Holy Spirit say, you've already got the message. You know when you get those kind of moments of, have I really? Can you not just write it down for me? And it's like, you've got the message. I was like, okay. So I sat on that for a couple of days and just had the chat with the Holy Spirit of, I've got the message, right. Okay. And then Caleb, as children do, came out of left field, said, Dad, I've seen something on TikTok. Okay, what have you seen on TikTok? I said, will you buy me these? I want them. Just bring them up a sec, Caleb. So, shin pads, it was. Shin pads. Will you buy me these shin pads? And we're like, children have a sort of endless list of things they need. But these were the shin pads that he wanted. And on these shin pads, sorry, would you mind popping the image up so people can see at the back? These are the shin pads that Caleb asked me for. Can't with a little Jesus. Can't with a little Jesus pulling the tea. And I can. And in the second that Caleb asked for these shin pads, the Holy Spirit said, I told you you've got the message. In Active Hope, we're about to start our summer season. And our summer season of residential work, our assembly themes are based on Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is the word that God has given me for children and young people in the everyday ministry. Like, probably the most important one. And when he showed me these, it was like the Holy Spirit said, I told you you've got the message. I was like, all right, told you you've got the message. The power of the cross transforms everything. The power of the cross changes everything. When we do the assemblies on our residentials, we talk to the children. We often start saying, on residentials, there's two powerful words that we hear a lot. And they all sort of look and say, I can't. I can't stay over in a tent. I'm scared of the dark. I can't go kayaking. I don't like water. I can't eat your food. I only eat Nana's fish and chips. I can't be with that person because they really annoy me. I can't stay away from home because I'm scared. I can't. And we talk about like this massive bag of I can'ts that it's like dragging around in everything they do. And that actually, we hear in Scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not some things, I can do all things. Now we normally clarify, that's not going up on the building and saying, I can fly. But we're talking about the challenges in front of us in life, the things that feel too big to deal with, the things that are too heavy for us, the things that are too burdensome for us, the fear that traps us. Jesus wants to free us from that. Jesus died to free us from that. We're just going to try a little interactive thing. So children, get ready. I know you're on the art table pretending you're not listening, but you need to be ready for this. Phil, join me one second, because then I can pick on your children. So if you come here, I can pick on your kids. That'd be good. God had a plan for man. Come and be man, Phil. You can be man. Yeah. Steady on. Can do all things, but no wolf whistling. Gareth, would you do us a favour? Would you just be the other end of kind of this little tunnel here? And would you just for a second, with no illusions of grandeur, would you just be God for us in our picture of what's going on? Well, you know, I think he's got that worshipful image of wonderfulness. Okay. God's plan was that there was a clear way to him. His plan was simple. Wants relationship. Wants you to hear his voice every day. Wants you to walk his path. Wants you to live his life. But sin gets in the way. The I can't get in the way. Annie, come here a second. I can pick on you because your dad's here. Get on your dad's back a second. Just get on your back and just like prod him and poke him. Get on his back and prod him and poke him. Look at that, you see? There's a verse, and now I'm not saying children are sin, just to be clear, but there's a verse that says that the sin that so easily entangles, get your dad's back. Okay, you get your dad's back. Bigger sin, bigger problems. Just grab his leg. Annie, grab his leg. That's it, perfect. And while you sat there, and while you're there, I just want you to whisper in his ear, you can't. It costs too much. Just keep whispering, just keep saying that. The way to God is getting a bit more difficult. Caleb, get out here in front of him. Just jump, distraction. Have you got anything in your pockets that might help with distraction? Yeah. It's funny what happens on the way. Jump in the way. You can't, it costs too much. Prodding backwards, you can't, it costs too much. Let's hear it, Caleb. It costs too much. Dan, you love getting involved with these things. Just get up. Just stand here and prod him. You can't. It costs too much. Caleb, don't stop. Anyone else on the art table? Who's back there? Come on, Megan. Get out here. If only you had your trumpet with you. Just sit down in front of him. He's not going anywhere. Just keep telling him he can't. It costs too much. Caleb, where's that noise gone? Where's the noise gone? Distraction. How's your view to God going, Phil?
It's not great.
Everyone pause just a second. Because Good Friday just tells us the power of the cross paid for all our sins. Paid for it all. All you guys can go. You can all go. Thank you very much. You can all go. You can all go sit down. The way to God was made clear. The I can't, the things we can't pay for, the things that couldn't be done, just hold on to the cross a sec, Phil, for us, because we've got to cling to it. We're all paid for. Jesus paid once for it all. The sin that so easily entangles, the sin that gets in the way, the sin that distracts, the I can'ts, the doubt, the fear, the worry, the lies, it's paid for. The way is clear. The power of the cross transforms everything. Whatever situation in life feels too big for you, whatever situation in life feels impossible, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I think our challenge of this morning is, what are you speaking into your life? Are you speaking I can'ts into your life? Are you saying, I can't do this, God? He says you can. He said, I can't talk to my neighbor about Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can't believe for the healing in my family. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can't believe that I can tell my sister about Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can't get past this person I need to forgive. I can't forgive them. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Jesus paid more. Jesus paid once for all. Once for all. If we'd extended our little sort of sketch before, it might have turned into wrestling, but we could have said that they can all go, but actually Phil kept hold of them all. And sometimes we cling on to the things that Jesus has paid for. We hold on to the I can'ts. And sometimes the I can'ts become a comfortable place to be. I can't stand up for Jesus. I can't stand out for Jesus. I can't. And actually becomes quite a comfortable place to be. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me isn't a comfortable place, but it's a place of freedom. It's a place where the price is paid, the way is clear. Go give God a quick cuddle. Don't run off, God, you'll spoil it. Yeah, go on. It'll just finish our little illustration of the way to God is clear. Nothing's meant to be in the way. Thank you, gents. The power of the cross changes everything. There is nothing that is outside of the impact of this moment in history. Nothing. There is nothing in your life that is too big for God to have dealt with. There is nothing coming in the coming year that God doesn't know is coming. I can do all things. Speak it into your life this week. Whatever you are facing, speak it into your life, because words have power.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To find out more about King's Church Warrington, visit our website or find us on Facebook and Instagram.